Tactical Game, a podcast from the Compass Network.
Forget your Man Cities against your Man Uniteds, your Arsenals against your Chelseas, your Man Uniteds against your Chelseas. Biggest game in Premier League history is about to take place this Sunday, the South Wales Derby.
Game of the Week.
There was only ever going to be one Game of the Week this week, particularly while I'm heading up this show. It's Cardiff City against Swansea. It's the first South Wales derby to ever take place in the Premier League. There's going to be more eyes on this game than any game previously. Let's forget about all the negative stuff that's happened on this fixture in the past, and let's just really think about how amazing it is the two teams are facing off in England's top division. Dan, how amazing is it to have a South Wales derby in the Premier League? And, like, I don't know, what do you think the mood's going to be like in the stadium?
I think it's great to have a South Wales derby in the Premier League. Not the first time these two sides have faced off against each other, but it is the first time they've done so in the top flight. So, you know, there will be a party atmosphere, around the stadium. I think everybody going to be in a good mood, but ultimately it'll be tense because both sides will want to win this. I think both sides had difficult weekends last weekend. Swansea probably more so. I think that despite West Ham not really having much of an attacking threat, they still seem to cause Michael Vaughan quite a lot of trouble. You know, Swansea weren't quite the same side. In fact, they've been a bit indifferent this season. Consistent isn't something I would say they've been this season. In the past, that is a word I'd use to describe Swansea, but right now I think maybe they are struggling with European football. Perhaps that's tiring them slightly. Even with all the extra players that they bought in the summer, ultimately they're going to want to field their best 11. And I think at the moment, perhaps they're using that best 11 too much. Like Chico, for example, I think he's pretty much played every game for Swansea since arriving in the summer.
Yeah, well, Sam Allardyce actually came out and said he thought Swansea should have lost that game and West Ham should have won it.
I don't know if Sam Allardyce was right to say that West Ham deserved to win. Ultimately, Swansea, as ever, held on to the majority of possession. You know, they were tackling well and, you know, they passed the ball about a lot more than West Ham did. In fact, West Ham saw very little of the ball at all. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's about scoring goals. And despite the fact that West Ham perhaps had the better of the chances, they still didn't score. Cardiff, however, were lucky, really, not to get beat quite heavily against Norwich. Norwich had, you know, just endless chances, but just couldn't finish it, which seems to be a pattern emerging at the moment. But not only that, but, you know, they were passing the ball well. They had the majority of the possession. You know, they really held the game for the majority. And Cardiff really were lucky not to be punished. Malcolm Mackay kind of goes to places, particularly away, and he just looks to pick up the point, and that's it. And really, they were lucky to get the point here. Had they not had David Marshall, who has been fantastically consistent this season, had they not had him between the sticks, they might have been beaten, you know, 3 or 4 nil here. And, you know, really, Cardiff should count themselves lucky that they weren't humiliated in Norwich, because really they should have been doing better as well. You know, if they want to do well in this league, then going to places like Carrow Road, you want to be playing football. You know, you want to be trying to go for the win, and that's not what Cardiff did here at all.
Yeah, I think your opinion sort of matches up with what a lot of anti-Cardiff fans were saying online after the game. But, you know, Carrow Road is a really hard place to go, and Man United have lost there. I think maybe Arsenal have lost there. Some big teams have fallen there. Norwich are a good team now. They're just not scoring goals. I think Cardiff much should have put the ball away. He should have. He probably had the best opportunity of the game, actually, when he's 1-1 with the keeper, and I would have expected him to do better. But I think you're going to have games in the Premiership where you're sort of fighting to stay in it, and you are going to have to battle out for a point. And I do think David Marshall right now is the best goalkeeper in this division. He's very much like an old shake, given ultimately he's doing what he's paid to do. I know there's something like 30 odd shots against him, and I think he's made the most saves from outside the area actually all season. But I personally think that's what David Marshall's there to do, and as long as we've got him in goal, you know, I'm very confident that he alone could help keep us in this league. Give us your score prediction then.
This is a really tough game to call. You know, you look at it and you think, you know, Swansea, you've got to get a win here, but ultimately Cardiff are going to be coming with a confidence. This is a derby, anything can happen. You know, we saw that when, you know, Newcastle went to the Stadium of Light last weekend. You know, we saw it in the League Cup this week. Despite playing so well and so consistently, Arsenal suffered defeat at the hands of Chelsea. You really can't tell when a derby match is concerned. However, because I think Cardiff played so badly, and because I think that Swansea didn't play quite as badly as I think Sal Allardyce would like to make out, I can't really look past Swansea here. So I'm going to go for Swansea 1, Cardiff 0.
I've actually gone for 2-1 to Cardiff, although I've got a sneaky feeling that it's going to be 3-2. But whatever happens, it's going to be a great, absolutely great game. Great for my entire huge family as well. So. Can't wait for Sunday.
Other top games.
So here we go, the actual game of the week.
Oi.
Arsenal versus Liverpool. This one, I think, is a little bit more easier to kind of predict than had it been before the League Cup game this week, because I think this kind of break in continuity for Arsenal, ultimately getting a defeat kind of domestically, will upset their kind of momentum. And I said it last week, I actually think Liverpool... perhaps a harder task for them, because Liverpool have been very tight at the back. I worry about Arsenal's defence. I've said it time and time again. I think it's probably the weakest, actually. You know, it perhaps hasn't proved to have been so far. I think it was something Pete said very early on in these podcasts, that ultimately when Arsenal win, they'll win big. But when they lose, they'll lose big. And I think this could potentially be one of those situations, particularly coming off the back of a 4-1 win for Liverpool. They're going to be buzzing going into this game, and even though it's away from home, they'll be thinking, we can get a win here, and stopping Suarez is going to be difficult. I struggle to see in that side who's going to do that. Perhaps it would have been Flamini a couple of weeks ago, but he's still concussed seemingly, because he's not been quite up to it, as it were, in the last few games, and I struggle to see anyone defensively. Maybe Koscielny, but I'm not full of hope with Koscielny. I think he's a good defender, but he's certainly not a world class defender, I don't think. And I think this is where they're going to struggle, even more so than I think they did against Dortmund. Chelsea have now broken it domestically, but ultimately they could be leaving themselves wide open for a heavy defeat here.
If Arsenal do happen to win it, though, do you think this would sort of mean they are definitely got to be considered title contenders now? Can they go on and win the league?
I don't think so. I really don't think they've got it in the long run. I don't see Chelsea having any problems in the league. They didn't win the League Cup, and I know it wasn't a full-strength squad, but it wasn't for either side. And, I think particularly if Chelsea can get somebody in January, I think that they'll ultimately be the stronger title contender out of those two sides. And, as I said, I can't see Arsenal really winning the league. It just doesn't seem right to me.
What's your prediction for this game, then?
The scoreline here could go either way. Ultimately, Suarez and Sturridge might pose too much of a threat for the Arsenal defence, which is why I'm actually going to go for Liverpool 2, Arsenal 1. I might live to regret that.
Well, if you do, so will I, because I've actually gone the same way. 2-1 to Liverpool.
Goal of the week.
This week is a little bit more clean-cut. Ultimately, I feel like there were less goals scored this week. It's in the Liverpool game against West Brom. That last goal, Daniel Sturridge making it 4-1. It was just a beautiful, chip shot. I didn't even know quite what he was doing at the time, but it just went straight into the back of the net, and it was an amazing goal. Professional class, just brilliant.
Yeah, you're not going to get any arguments from me on that one.
Team of the week.
Who's made your top 11 from last weekend, then?
Firstly, between the sticks, David Marshall. I've said it already in the podcast. He had a great performance, and is very much the kind of sole reason Cardiff were still in that game. At the back, Nathaniel Clyne, Martin Skrtel, Jan Vertonghen and Leighton Baines. In midfield, Steven Gerrard had a fantastic week. He, I'm sure, enjoyed seeing his side cruise to a 4-1 win. Aaron Ramsey, I think, will probably be in every week at this rate. And Southampton's Adam Lallana, who I think is partly responsible for Southampton's consistency and their great success this season. In par, obviously, with their defensive strength, I think Adam Lallana is great in midfield, and I hope Roy Hodgson is looking at him closely. Up front, I've gone for three this week. I've gone for Aguero again, but I've also gone for Wayne Rooney and Luis Suarez.
Speed predictions.
My predictions this week is Newcastle 0, Chelsea 2. Fulham 1, Manchester United 1, Hull City 1, Sunderland 0, Man City 3, Norwich City 1, Stoke City 1, Southampton 3, West Brom 0, Crystal Palace 0, West Ham 0, Aston Villa 1, and Everton 1, Tottenham Hotspurs 1.
I've got Newcastle 1, Chelsea 2, Fulham 1, Man United 3, Hull 1, Sunderland 1, Man City 3, Norwich 0, Stoke 1, Southampton 2, West Bromwich Albion 2, Palace 0, West Ham United 0, Aston Villa 1, and Everton 2, Tottenham 1.
Score prediction league roundup.
I was really pleased that I got the correct result to pick up my double points. That certainly was very pleasing.
And you know what? You're such a jammy bastard with that, because that's now extended your lead, so you're 18 points ahead. You're in first place still, 78 points. I'm in second with 60 points. And obviously Pete's in last place with 56. I think he fell 1 point further adrift this past week. It's all looking good. You're still catchable, Dan. Still catchable.
Fantasy football.
I had a pretty good week.
Give it a rest, Dan. We know you've bloody beaten us on everything. Except you aren't in the top four anymore. Top three, even. In first place is JT Vaughan. Second place, Carl Bungay. And third place, Stephen Turner. That just about wraps up this week's show, guys. I am going to leave you all with a little treat, though. This is for all the Cardiff City fans out there. City in the Premier League. All you do is a win and we still believe.
We've seen the highs and lows. We beat Madrid in 71, and everybody knows. We're the city in the Premier League. All the tunes are waiting and we still believe. Cardiff City. Cardiff City.
Score!
Malky Mackay led us to victory, those playoffs we've left behind.
Super Kev Hudson Connolly, a marshal protects the line.
We're on the city in the Premier League. All these dudes are waiting and we still believe.
Malaysian sun away.
Helgeson, Kimball, Bellamy, they all have made our day.
We're Cardiff City in the Premier League. All the tunes are waiting and we still believe. Cardiff City. Cardiff City.
Game, a podcast from the Compass Network.